So a couple of things first. First of all, I want to say the men's conference yesterday was amazing. And I'm kind of on a men's conference high still. But also to say that this week we're going to be heading into a couple of other things. One is we're going to kickstart once again the Holy League evenings for men. The January one, by the way, is for men and women when Father Ripperger gets here. But I kind of put them on hold. One, I think COVID got in the way. And then two, our diocese wanted to start these men's conferences, so I kind of let the attention and the focus be put on that. So we've had our second men's conference. It's time to kick this back into gear. This coming Friday, we start with an hour of adoration and confession in the church. Of course, the church is beautifully adorned with many candles and beautiful song, and just an opportunity for us to soften our hearts, to cleanse our hearts through the sacrament of confession, and to kneel with her brother knights before our Lord. Then we head up to the school, and we have an amazing talk by former Green Bay Packer Mike McCoy. I'm really excited about this. And he'll give a talk, and we'll also have a delicious dinner that's actually going to be catered by the Eberleys. So it's going to be a glorious evening. Please plan to join us. And also this week, we're kicking into gear what we call the Christmas Novena, Heavenly Christmas Novena. I thought I missed a word in there. But why? Because we're going to learn. We're going to become proficient. We're going to get kickstarted in our own life the ancient practice of praying for the holy souls with the saints to get them to receive their heavenly reward through plenary indulgence. So we're going to learn all about that. We're going to begin to practice that. We're using this tool to take us through that. These are available in the back. It's called the Strength and Alliance Field Journal. So that actually starts on All Saints this Tuesday and goes until Christmas Eve. December 24th. So 54 days together. Very excited about that. A lot of planning went into this. And so it's the next part of our journey, right? So we've spent a good portion of our time getting strong, getting well connected to the Lord. Now we need to become even stronger and well connected to one another, even beyond the church militant, to the communion of saints, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church triumphant in heaven, okay? So please plan to join us for that. All right, so this is the second to last week, and we'll hear from our bishop about Into the Deep. So without further ado, I'm going to share our bishop's notes for today. Good morning. In continuation of what I've shared with you over the past two weekends, today I will be speaking once again about Into the Deep, the Diocese of Madison's strategic plan to move our parishes, dioceses, and other Catholic institutions from maintenance to mission. As you'll recall, 2 weeks ago, we looked at eight key takeaways from our current reality report, which spells out with great clarity and insight our current reality across the Diocese of Madison. Once again, the eight key takeaways are: one, the total population across the diocese is growing; two, we are losing Catholic people, especially our younger people, and we are aging; three, fewer and fewer people are attending Mass; four, significantly fewer people are receiving the sacraments; five, faith formation enrollment is in free fall, while Catholic school enrollment is holding relatively steady; six, we have significantly fewer priests than in the past, but praise God, we project to be relatively stable into the future; seven, people who give donate about 2% of their income, with fewer older people giving more these days; and eight, at present we are facing financial challenges impacting both our mission and our employees. Given these eight key takeaways, as well as the entirety of the current reality report, it is obvious that the status quo isn't sustainable and we are facing some significant challenges which requires a significant and bold solution. This is especially true if we are going to stop the failing practice of simply managing decline, more faithfully fulfill the Lord's Jesus' mandate to go make disciples and build a healthier and holier reality to leave for future generations, for children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So, although we're profoundly grateful for the diligent efforts of many faithful and dedicated people over the decades, we must humbly acknowledge that as our culture continues to become more secular, much of what we've known and always done is no longer as effective as it once was in handing on the faith. Too many of our inherited structures, institutions, and ways of doing things now, regrettably, inhibit rather than serve the church's mission and the formational needs of people today. As such, rather than doubling down on once effective but now inadequate models and strategies from a previous era, it is time for us to courageously cast into the deep by letting go of these things, as challenging as it can be for all of us, so that God, with God's help, we might reimagine and realign our parishes, structures, and other resources for the sake of evangelization, discipleship, and mission into the future generations in our increasingly post-Christian culture. To that end, in recent weeks, the Into the Deep Strategic Planning Committee, along with priests of the diocese and various groups of deacons, religious, and lay leaders, have been working together on developing and discerning the beginnings of a new model for how our parishes and organizations operate. As you'll recall, last weekend I shared with you the vision of where we believe that God is leading us with this effort. Or to put it another way, what we are seeking with this new model. Once again, with this new model, we aim for the following. One, the realignment of diocesan, parish, and school resources for the sake of our essential mission to go make disciples. Two, increased and better formational opportunities for families and people of all ages. Three, a more comprehensive plan for Hispanic ministry across the diocese. Four, to return the Sabbath and the Eucharist as the center of parish life. Five, more than 50% of our liturgies at greater than 50% capacity, so that our young people and visitors experience fuller masses that are alive and life-giving, rather than the liturgies that seem, at least on the surface, like they are unimportant or that nobody could be bothered to attend. Six, to address facility needs, deferred maintenance, and facility usage rates. Seven, financial stability and sustainability for our parishes, schools, and the diocese. Eight, to see an increased participation in the sacraments so that God's divine light is at work and flowing through more people. Nine, better coordination between parishes of mass times, confession times, and apostolates ministries opportunities. 10, regional opportunities, a plan for the traditional Latin Mass, so that those who voluntarily wish to attend the Extraordinary Forum or traditional Latin Mass may do so, but that we as a diocese are also following the recent directives from the Vatican. 11, greater administrative standardization and use of economies of scale to operate our parishes and schools more effectively and efficiently. 12, schedules, assignments, and responsibilities that allow our priests to live happy, healthy, and holy lives and work in collaboration. 13, no more than 3 weekend masses per priest so that they can really pray the Mass and lead people in prayer. 14, the ability to hire, retain, and pay qualified faithful staff. 15, and finally, a more effective and unified approach to Catholic schools and discipleship faith formation across the diocese, so that we might better form our young people into becoming missionary disciples of tomorrow. We believe that this vision is attainable across the Diocese of Madison if together we are willing to reimagine our parish structures and embrace a new model for parish life. And if we are willing to follow Jesus with continued courage and generosity, let go of all the attachments that keep us from doing this, His holy will, work together in new ways, and commit to renewing the culture and priorities of our institutions through Make Disciples Evangelization Initiative. Having said this, I would like to offer a brief sketch of the initial outlines of this new model that is being developed and discerned. Currently, there are 102 parishes and 135 churches in the Diocese of Madison, plus various number of school buildings, rectories, and other buildings. Note, a parish and a church are two different things, as you can tell by the fact that we have 102 parishes and 135 churches. A parish is a community of the faithful, typically within a territorial or a geographic division within the diocese, while a church is a sacred building within a parish territory where people gather to celebrate Holy Mass, etc. As such, every parish has at least one church to serve the needs of the people within the parish territory, but a parish may also have more than one church, or some other, or some of our parishes already do. Under the new model, our 102 parishes will be reorganized, reconfigured into approximately 30 pastorates or groupings of parishes. Each of these 30 or so pastorates or groupings of parishes will be led by a single pastor, with other priests working alongside him as parochial vicars, or with a priest in residence if a priest is retired from full-time ministry but is still is willing to assist. As such, each pastorate will have a small team of priests plus a unified and larger group of dedicated lay employees and any deacons working together to serve the needs of their parishioners more effectively. Note, the number approximately 30 is driven by our data and projects for a stable, sustainable model into the future to provide for the needs of the faithful. We don't want to have to do this again in 10 years because we weren't bold enough with our response today, and we want to achieve the goals already mentioned. In early November, the diocese will be seeking your feedback about these proposed pastorates or groupings of parishes and the model as a whole. In particular, they will be looking for good ideas to improve the model so that we might stop and reverse the declining trends from our current reality report. As such, you have good ideas to contribute. Please share them with the diocese when the public feedback phase begins in November. Following this period of public feedback and continued refinement, the final pastorates or groupings of parishes will be finalized and approved by Bishop Hying sometime in January or February of 2023. In July of 2023, parishes will officially start working together as pastorates, and any new priest assignments will begin as usual. Between July 20 of 2023 and the summer of 2024, the parishes within each of the pastorates will then merge into becoming a single canonical parish. A merger is like a marriage where previously separate entities become one with a shared or common life together. Thus, by the summer of 2024 and through the merger process, we will have approximately 30 new parishes in the Diocese of Madison, with our 135 churches plus varied school buildings, rectories, and other buildings. Following those mergers and the formation of these new canonical parishes, each parish will then have to prayerfully and prudently discern at the local level which of their church buildings and or other facilities are needed or and or helpful in their proclaiming and living out the gospel and the mission of the church. And they will also have to work together at unifying their various programs, activities, leadership groups, with the goal of building a stronger Catholic community together than if they were to have remained apart. If it is determined by a particular parish, that is, by the pastor in consultation with the parish leadership groups, and after considering other available options, that one or more of their buildings would be a grave burden and should no longer be used without causing harm to the good of the souls, then they will seek the bishop's permission with due consultation and receive guidance from the diocese about how to properly close, repurpose, sell the respective buildings. Following church law, any money that is received from the sale of a building will remain locally with the parish to be used at their discretion in the service of evangelization, discipleship, and mission. Despite what people often think, the diocese does not receive this money. In closing, then, this bold new model, which once again you will have an opportunity to provide feedback on in November, is about reorganizing and realigning our parishes and other resources so that all of us in the Diocese of Madison, from priests to lay employees to all Catholics, are better positioned to go make disciples and disrupt the broken trends of our current reality. Our hope is that by coming together and collaborating in new ways, we will be able to more effectively and fruitfully, one, follow Jesus, two, reclaim Sunday, three, evangelize others, four, engage youth, five, equip leaders, six, serve neighbors, both now and well into the future. May God guide us, may He bless us, may He strengthen us, and may He help us, all of us, in the Diocese of Madison to follow Him as committed missionaries, disciples, and into the deep. Amen. Bishop Hyde.